This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN on this beautiful Tuesday evening in the Tri-State. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'd like to send out happy anniversary wishes to my sister, Peter.
Wow. I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Well, here's why I'm going to get divorced.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
You have to make mad passionate love to make up for it.
I'm in.
You know what? Yep.
Yeah.
I come to you guys with very big news.
What do you got?
In my very Jewish hands, I hold center stage my most fascinating interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. Michael K., forward by Bob Costas.
Costas.
I'd like to read a portion. RJ, I mean, sorry, Anthony? Music,
RJ's
please.
Not here. It's been a year.
Has it really been a year?
Nah, it's about 7 months.
When Michael asked me to write the foreword for his compilation of his center stage shows, I was flattered to learn that my NBC interview program later was among his influences. While there are differences, there are also substantial similarities. We both recognize the importance of thorough preparation, but also are aware that you must be nimble and spontaneous enough to put the preparation aside and react in the moment when the conversation takes you in a different direction. You must be a good listener. That allows you to follow up, to clarify, to encourage the guest to tell more. Michael's an impressive interviewer. The only more impressive I've ever met is his colleague, Peter Rosenberg, whose album, Real Late, is in stores now. Wow! Bob!
Who would have thought, right?
You couldn't have drawn that up.
No.
And I never saw Costas as a hip-hop guy either.
He loves it all.
Wow, it's a beautiful-looking book, Michael. It's substantial. I feel like I'm holding something. One thing I don't like, one thing I really don't like here is Donald... There's a page here, right when you get past the praise for center stage page, where you have Klappish and Eagle and Heyman, John, not Paul, Mike Breen. There's a page here like meant for an autograph. It's like this is where you get the book signed. But mine wasn't sent to me signed. I just ordered it off Amazon like a yo-yo who's never met the man.
You know, one funny thing about the Costas forward, you know, you ask people to write a forward, they just sit down and they write it. He insisted on the galleys of the book. He had to read the book before he would write the forward.
He's a professional,
he is
Michael.
He's a pro. There's no other way to put it, pro.
Yeah, he's not going to disgrace himself. What if he thought your book was a joke?
Yeah, he wouldn't have done it.
He wouldn't have done it. That's not the kind of guy he is. Well... Everyone, we've talked about it a lot, but today is the day. It's available. It's in stores. It's everywhere. Go ahead,
Peter,
and find yourself the center stage book. I'm going to be reading it on my flight to Tampa this weekend. My last flight to Tampa, for God willing, a long time. All due respect.
Why?
Well, WWE is back on the road. The next pay-per-view.
So you might not be going to Tampa, but you go to other places then.
But that's what I mean. Oh. Yeah, no more Tampa. In July, I'll go to Dallas-Fort Worth. In August, I'll go to Las Vegas. I mean, all due respect to Tampa, but enough's enough. So we've talked about it all day, and I'll say it again. James Harden's status has changed. He went from doubtful to questionable. No, he went from out to doubtful to questionable. And now the word is that he will give it a go tonight, according to Woj. But Stephen A. was on First Take earlier, And he says, frankly, KD should be able to win this thing by himself.
Kevin Durant is the greatest player in the history of New York. There's been not Clyde Frazier in 1971, not Patrick Ewing, not Carmelo Anthony, no one. Kevin Durant is the greatest basketball player to ever represent the city of New York in basketball.
That's true.
Period. That's true. There's no doubt about it. Okay? You can 7 feet, arguably one of the top three scorers in the history of basketball. You can't just show up for one game, although you're 44 games removed from that Achilles injury. You can't show up for one night and get one game. I believe he can. I believe he will. I believe a night like tonight, KD drops 50.
I love Stephen A., and what he said is true. But it's such a... It's almost a nothing burger. It's almost a nothing. I mean, KD is the most talented player who's ever played for a New York basketball team. But two things. One, and you guys know I say this with hesitation because I love the Brooklyn Nets as an organization, how they carry themselves, and they're on their way. But... they're New York team adjacent. I mean, that's just they're a New Jersey team and they're a national team and they're like Brooklyn, you know, gentrifier transplant team. But I mean,
but that's not fair. I mean, it's not like they're going back to Jersey. They're in Brooklyn now.
I know, but when you say
you talk about the LA Dodgers, you say they're Brooklyn. People move, teams move.
But I don't know how one has anything to do with the other. He's a great player. He's one of the top three players in the NBA, if not top two. Maybe he's one. That's enough. I mean, what does it matter if he's the greatest basketball player in the history of New York? He's got to get it done tonight.
And that's good. I mean, that's really nice, you know, to put that on him. I mean, you can't do it alone, man.
And that's the thing. And here's the thing. Hold on. Here's the question I have. Remove everyone but KD. KD and supporting cast... is that a better team than Giannis and supporting cast? I would contend no.
Well,
they're not.
And also, he could put 55 up tonight and they still lose. So what does that mean? I think he has to play big tonight. But, you know, and even if he does, I don't know if it guarantees them victory.
Carlin and Bart spoke about this earlier. Let's hear what they had to say.
That's a massive mistake on his part. He should not be out there when you have somebody who's not anywhere close.
You don't play
to
hurt.
100%. You play hurt.
Nobody's
100%. You don't
100%.
Play injured.
Nobody's 100%.
No.
We're not.
You play hurt. You don't play injured. And all he has to do is look at Durant and his history to understand why that's not the right way to go.
Well, and that's really the question, guy. Isn't that the question? Do we know how serious this thing is with Harden? Like, do we know if he gets out there, we're going to see him and he's going to have like a wrapped up leg and be limping?
No, I really believe in my heart that they were hoping to save him for the conference final. And now they can't afford to do that. I think he's better than 50%.
I also don't think, Don, that he's forcing his way in. The most impressive part of the Net organization is their performance team, the doctors, the athletic trainers, the people that rehabilitate. If he's less than 70%, I don't think they're letting him out there. No matter how much he wants to, no matter how brave he is, he wants to play through it. And what Chris said, you're hurt, and then there's injury where you can't go. If you don't have a good hamstring and you're 50%, what good are you on the court? As great as you are, what good are you on the court?
Yeah, and I don't think it's not inspiration. You know, like him, this isn't Willis Reed, him coming out. No, I think they know what's on the line here.
Here comes Willis.
It's your favorite. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, let's hear from Aaron Boone on where Severino is with his injury.
So, Sevy has a low grade 2 groin strain.
he's in New York now. He's already actually up and doing some things as far as, you know, on the treadmill and doing things like that, trying to keep him active. He'll probably try and to keep his arm going even this week a little bit, probably start some light catch, seated down and everything. But we'll certainly probably hold his return back by about a month, we think. We're hoping to obviously get him back by the end of this month. You know, that'll obviously be on hold as he has to get that right over the next couple weeks.
End of this month was being very optimistic. So it's going to delay him a month. So they think they're going to get him back before. If they got him back at the beginning of August, home run. Home run if they get him back the beginning of August. Because he's got to shut it down. He can't throw while he can't throw with any intensity. So you got to start all over again. We'll see. I hope it's a month. And also, I'm gonna give you this vow, Peter.
Give me a vow.
If I ever become a manager in big league ball, I will never, ever put Wise at the end of my players' names. I will not use nicknames. I know for a fact that the writers make fun of managers that do it. They laughed at Joe Girardi behind his back. And I told Aaron Boone about that when he got the job. And now he does it. Waiter and Seve and Sanchi.
It's too much.
Antetokounmpo.
What was that? I'm sorry, Spike.
Antetokounmpo.
That's
not how you say his name.
It's such a baseball thing. It's like the George Carlin bit, right? In football, they wear helmets. In baseball, we wear caps. It's just weird. It's still baseball.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I got to tell you, hey, Don, you know what? Our quote-unquote acknowledgement in this book is repugnant. It's,
you thought I was making it up?
I wish you'd left me out. I wish you'd left me out. Just leave
just
a blank space.
I was right to jump him in the sense that he wanted to hang on the rim like he did.
Oh, yeah. Something. Oh, yeah. Because, by the way, in classic K fashion, the big-time TV names, and now granted, it's a Yes property. I get it. They helped. It's Yes, Yes, Yes. Center Stage, Yes. I get it. But, oh, my God. If the big money guys, Don, they got sentences. They got stories. You get down to the end. And finally, I do a radio show with some yo-yos. Here are their names in order of importance. That's it.
Wait. If it wasn't for Flip, John J. Filippelli, there wouldn't be a book. There wouldn't be a show.
Right.
So you want to get the same acknowledgement as he gets?
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
You know what? If there's a paperback edition, I'll take your names out if you're so offended.
Please.
I'll gladly take it out, you ingrates.
You know what?
How do I thank you guys for a product that you had nothing to do with?
You know, my guys who are so synonymous with everything I do, my partner Don LaGreca, who frankly, I talk so much on my show that I've learned to listen by working with him over the last 15 years. How about that? You interview Don every day.
Don has been with me all 20 years that Center Stage has been on. He found it in his gut to go see one, Alan Alda. He's going to play frisbee golf today against his wife's wishes. So that's how much I mean to Don.
So you think I didn't go because I didn't want to hang with you?
I don't know what it is.
He had to do the show.
There was a lot. You had to be there a certain time. It wasn't really that close to the station. There's a lot that goes into it. I'm reading the book. I'm devouring the book. And again, I don't care if you put me in there or not. I'm just saying that you wanted some sort of like a thank you. Like, oh, I thanked you guys in the book. All right, yeah. But you wouldn't. I don't even take is too strong a word if you were to take it.
What a fraud this is by Seth Meyers. I hate to attack the guy, but Kay said, if you had a mulligan in life, what would you do differently? Tremendous question. Seth Meyers. Oh, my goodness. What would I do differently? I feel so happy with where I am now. I don't know if I'd go back and change much. Well, Lottie friggin' da, Seth. Nothing?
I don't think I'd change anything.
Stop yourself.
Because it's the butterfly effect. If you change one thing, well, you could change the way you where you end up.
Well, but then you might as well not ask the question. So I take it back. Terrible question. If you're going to think about the butterfly effect, then yes, you can't change anything. But the butterfly effect has to be ignored for that. Don, doesn't that have to be ignored
for
the Mulligan question?
Don't ask the question.
Yeah, because if you say, well, if you change everything, I would have never met Jody and I wouldn't have my kids. Well, then there's no point in the question. But if we're assuming that you're not going to change everything, then there has to be something you do differently.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the book.
I love it so far. It's tremendous. Even just for you, Michael, wouldn't you want to redo the anniversary shout-out for your sister? Come on.
Can I send out a birthday wish right now?
If you say the person's name right.
To my Aunt Sandy.
Okay.
My Uncle Danny's widow. She's 85 today.
Wow.
She's like the coolest, hippest 85-year-old. Doesn't seem like she's 85. And she's kind of like become the matriarch of the whole family. And just happy birthday, Aunt Sandy. 85.
Does she consume the program?
I know her son is a huge consumer of the program. So he'll tell her. Jamie.
I don't know
if she consumes the show, Don.
Then you say, yeah, I don't know. That's the answer.
Well, no, he gave us that's basically
what he gave you an answer. Her son does.
And
why is everybody so contentious with me today?
Yesterday was Flag Day.
What does that mean?
I mean, my grandmother would have been 105 if Joey didn't kill her.
Yep, he did kill her.
It's so sad what happened there with Joey's murder.
Dear God.
Brian Cashman.
Joey has a sick cat, by the way. Have you seen on Twitter?
I did. It looked like Mr. Orange.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong with the cat? The
cat won't eat. It's got one of those Martian things around its neck.
Yeah, that lampshade thing.
But that's not for not eating. That's because of an injury, usually trying to prevent you from.
My big fat cat is not eating.
Well, by the way, I could help him out. How's the cat supposed to eat with a lampshade on its head?
Yeah, the lampshade thing is to stop you from like going after an
opening
injury.
Stitches or something like that,
or licking yourself in an inappropriate place.
I've worked with some people who shout out a lampshade. let's hear from Brian Cashman, who is frustrated.
Casher.
The cashy. The register. He's frustrated with the 2021 Yankees.
Frustrated. Certainly didn't expect to be in this position, you know, at this stage. Thankful, obviously, there's a lot of season left. So, obviously, there's some chance to fix it. And that's obviously on me to find ways to fix it. But, I never would have expected us to be sitting here dealing with some of the issues we're dealing with. It's been, frustrating. I know for our fans, but it's obviously been just as frustrating for us to try to deal with and navigate. And we're still dealing with it and navigating it. So, I promise you and I promise our fan base, we're going to do everything in our power to right the ship, and you got to find a way to figure our way through it. And that means, clearly some roster cleanup or fixes or whatever. I'm knocking on the doors and having my phone calls. June things are opening up a little bit now, where in April and May, it's not the time or place. But I'd say from June approaching into the All-Star break, there should be more opportunities that become available. And if we can find some matches to see if we can improve what we've got, we'll certainly take our shot at that. But yeah, I'm frustrated, no doubt about it.
A little odd. I mean, he said the answer's in that room, and then he said we're going to fix it. Well, if the answer's in the room, not to fix it, they just have to play better.
Cashman also said that talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. No one really cares about, all the hard work, all the, the good intentions. All they care about, and understandably so, is the results, and the results just have failed so far, and we need to obviously get on that winning track and get our numbers where they belong in that win column and become relevant again. Because right now, we have not been, the relevant powerhouse in the American League. We've been everything but.
I haven't heard this frustrated version of Cashman in quite a while.
How could he not be frustrated? Is it a perfect team he put together? No, it's obviously a flawed team, but they're better than this by a lot. They just haven't performed. So who do you point the fingers at? I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, I'd be frustrated if I were Brian Cashman. This is not what you envisioned.
Well, guys, a lot happening tonight. 8 o'clock, NBCSN. You have the Islanders and Tampa. And then, of course, 8:30 on TNT, you have Milwaukee and Brooklyn, the pivotal game 5 in that series. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, June 15th, a.k.a. Michael K. Center Stage, available now day.
So if you're near Rutgers, you can drop by in the next hour and watch Don ruin his marriage with a game of frisbee golf.
For all.
So that'll be good. Peter, you have anything that did you bring along a clip or anything?
No clips tonight. go stream the Real Late album right now on your streaming services.
All right, coming up, the big fella, join him, and then the Islander pregame with Don. See you, everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.